Radio there.
It's on.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting in order, the Medina Township Trustees. This is a regular scheduled meeting for August 6th of 2020. The time now is 7:11 PM. May I please have a roll call?
Mike Stoppa.
Here.
Mark Raddick.
Here.
Chuck Johnson.
Here. Can we please stand for the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This time, can we take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders and our nurses and doctors? Thank you. First up on the agenda is payroll. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll. Checks dated 8-7 of 2020. Total amount is going to be $40,767.38 with $9,198.14 in withholdings and deductions.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Raddick.
Aye.
Next up on the agenda is the approval of supplemental appropriations. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve appropriations supplements dated 8-6 of 2020 and incorporate this one-page document.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Raddick.
Aye.
Next up is site plans. We have quite a few of them. I asked Elaine to pass on to those that didn't have to be present for tonight's meeting. This time I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve the wall sign for Serpentine Laser Wash located at 3880 Pearl Road, not to exceed 40 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Raddick.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
You want to sit this down? Those, then you can do the next one. Next up is, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a ground sign for Windfall Heights Homeowners Association to be located at the corner of Windfall Road and Gateway Drive, not to exceed 20 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Raddick.
Aye.
Next up is I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve the change of use for Sir Troy's Toy Kingdom to be located at 2789 and 2795 Medina Road as presented.
Second.
Discussion? This is the toy company that was looking to come in the Grande shops. They took over the Amazon in Plaza 71.
Do you want to fill that up or
no? No, we'll just get that later.
Ready for roll call?
Roll call, please.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Raddick.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve the change of use for the Greensmith Garden Center to be located at 3875 Pearl Road as presented.
Second.
Discussion? We're taking over the old Don Bash building. Roll call, please.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Raddick.
Aye.
Some of them are goofy spots. Yeah. Next up is I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve the change of use for Medina Sports and Family Chiropractic to be located at 3731 Stonegate Drive as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoeppel.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Next up is I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve the change of use for Medina County Republican Party to be located at 2771 Medina Road as presented.
Second.
Discussion? From their meeting with the zoning commission, it sounds like they're going to be there a permanent, maybe hopefully year-round, what their goal is. Roll call.
Mike Stoeppel.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve the change of use for Reserve Ortho Lab to be located at 4067 Jefferson Street as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoeppel.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve a tenant panel for Reserve Ortho Lab located at 4067 Jefferson Street, not to exceed 3.84 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoeppel.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
And last on that with Reserve Ortho is, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve a directional sign for Reserve Ortho Lab located at 4067 Jefferson Street, not to exceed 1.77 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoeppel.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
This is all part of that packet. That's the same, that's all.
Everything's approved, so.
Yeah. Next up is I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and deny the change of use for Mod Wash Car Wash and Quick Serve Restaurant to be located at 4160 Pearl Road as presented.
Second.
Discussion, they have quite a few things that they're going to have to go through BZA for, so. Roll call.
Mike Stoeppel.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Make sure this is approved.
Yep.
There's not multiple copies because there's only one, right?
Yeah, I think it's all here. I think they're all the copies here.
Okay. All these?
Yeah, I already did those.
Okay.
Missed the tabs. Oh, I'm sorry. All right, next up is purchase orders and training requests. Chuck, do you have any?
No, I do not.
Mark?
Nothing.
I have nothing. Next up is approval of accounts payable. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 7/24 of 2020 to 8/6 of 2020 We're going to start with electronic check number 45-2020 and continuing electronic check 48-2020 and then continuing with check number 30913 and continuing to check number 30941. The total amount's $125,800.29.
Second.
Discussion? Biggest thing on there is, looks like LST, $32,000. Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Radit.
Aye.
Next up is approval of appropriation status.
You know what, Mike?
Yes?
Do you want to amend the motion to include the one-page document by reference?
Okay.
Perhaps, usually puts that as unstated information, but.
This time I'd like to make a motion to amend my previous motion for the accounts payable. And do I have to read the whole thing over again? Just incorporate the one-page document as reference.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Radit.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
This time appropriation status. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve appropriation status fund dated 8/6 of 2020 and incorporate this 12-page document as reference.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Radit.
Aye.
Next up is credit card attestation. I'm Mike Stoppa, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Ohio, hereby attest that pursuant to section 505.64 of the Ohio Revised Code at its meeting on August 6th of 2020, the board reviewed the credit card account transaction detail for each account listed below for the dates July 2nd of 2020 through August 1st of 2020 as provided by the fiscal officer. Credit card accounts include Amazon, E&amp;H Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, PNC, Staples, Tractor Supply, and Walmart. Next up is new business, approval of previous minutes. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve the regular trustee meeting dated July 9th of 2020, where all three trustees were in attendance.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Radit.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next, I'd like to make a motion to approve a regular scheduled trustee meeting dated July 23rd of 2020. In attendance were trustee Stoppa and trustee Radit.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Radit.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Abstain.
Abstain.
This time I'd like to make a motion to approve the special trustee meeting dated July 26th of 2020. All three trustees were present.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Radit.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is resolution for the opioid litigation. You guys all received the email from the prosecutor's office in regards to this? This time, I, Mike Stolpa, move to adopt resolution number 0806-2020-024, a resolution to authorize the filing of a government opioid claimant proof of claim against Purdue Farm LP and other related debitors in Chapter 11 bankruptcy case number 19-23649, parentheses RDD, and incorporate this three-page document by reference.
Second.
Discussion. So just so the people know, this company filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. It's one of the pharmacy companies that did with the opioid cases and that. Per the prosecutor's office, they filed a motion on behalf of all the trustee or all the townships in the county to file, to try to see if we can get any money back from the bankruptcy. So they just asked for a resolution to be put forward acknowledging that they filed on our behalf. Roll call.
Mike Stolpa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Aye.
And Joe, you have two spots to sign, two pages. Next on the thing, it wasn't listed, but we have another resolution. I, Mike Stolpa, move to adopt resolution number 0806-2020-025 to request an amended certificate of estimated resources from the county auditor to open fund 2272 with a total of $78,330.66 for the CARES Act funds to be received by Medina Township as a coronavirus relief fund recipient. We would also like to appropriate $78,330.66 to be spent from this new relief fund.
Second.
So just so everyone knows, we passed a resolution a couple trustee meetings ago in regards to money that the government has put aside for townships and municipalities to collect to help curb some of the cost of the COVID relief. Our total amount that we're getting is $78,330.66, like I said, but this is the last part of the equation that we needed to fulfill in order to be able to receive the money. We had to amend our certificate with the county so that they could put it into that fund. Discussion anymore? Roll call.
Mike Stolpa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
You guys want to open a public forum comment, or do you have a couple things you want to beforehand?
I don't have anything.
I have a couple things, but I'll wait until after. This time I'd like to make a motion to open public comment, which time I'd like you to state your name and address for the record. The floor will be yours.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stolpa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye. This time the floor is open for public comment. Anyone? Jimmy?
Jim Trainer, 4004 Remsen. This is basically a public comment and a public records request also. Mark and the chief, you both said the 8-hour shifts in the police department serve the community better with more or better coverage. Please provide me with the comparison reports or documentation that shows the shifts are better covered, which you use to make this claim. In order to show that there is better coverage, there must be a comparison report that documented the number of officers per hour during a set time period, comparing the 8-hour shifts to the 10-hour shifts. How many total hours in 2018 was only one officer working? How many hours total from September 2019 through current day was there only one officer working? Is there a report that can show this data? What formula or measure did you use to determine better coverage? In order to make the claim of better coverage, this information must be known and documented. If you do not have a report or information with the stats, will you please put one together and provide one to me? If you are not willing to provide one, please provide me with all the officers' timesheets from the previous year working 10-hour shifts and the last year working 8-hour shifts, so I can analyze the total hours and calculate the periods of time where there was only one single officer working. Thank you, Jimmy Trina.
Jimmy, before you leave, can we get a copy of that?
Yes, give it to Angela.
Okay.
Can I ask one more question, if I could?
Sure.
I'd like to ask Angela, it's to Angela, really. The 10-hour shifts to the 8-hour shifts, are the 8-hour shifts costing us more money than the 10-hour shifts overall?
The 8-hour shifts did cost us more money when they were analyzed. That was, I believe, the first quarter. I don't have the dates handy, but they did cost us more money.
When did we first start with the 8-hour shifts? Has it been about a year?
September of 2019, I believe.
So almost a year. So it might be a good reference point at the year mark to cross-reference 1 year of this versus 1 year of the, you know, or the years of the 10. That way it gives us a good pool to compare.
Well, I like to see what the comparison is, because I want to see why, as I brought up numerous times about hiring policemen to put in the police department. And that's one of the reasons we passed that levy. So that's one of the reasons I supported that levy, is they promised us at the time they were going to hire 2 policemen. So if you could, I'd like to, I can get those answers, I appreciate it. I'll probably be sending you, Angela, another request asking you how much money we've been spending compared to what we were spending when the 8 hours, when we had the 10-hour shifts.
Now, that's a report, I think, is Chief working on something?
Yeah, he could probably.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jimmy. Anything else? Anyone else? No? This time I'd like to make a motion to close public comment. Roll call.
Nick Stoppa?
Aye.
Mark Raddis?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye. I just have a couple things that I'd like to touch on in regards to a couple items. Route 3 and Fenn Road, we had that request from ODOT to give that property for their traffic signals and that. I'd like to put that on the meeting for next week, or next trustee meeting.
Okay.
They'd like to have it done before the end of this month, so I.
So this is basically turning the property over to them?
Basically, I've reached out to Mr. Harrison from the Heritage Land Company that's dealing with ODOT to acquire the land. We had a couple of issues that we'd like to maybe see.
Yeah, did they comment on any of that?
They have, and that's why I wanted to wait until next, and not put it on this one, so I can give you guys an update. He reached back out to ODOT. Some of the things we asked for were possibly getting an electrical line run to that corner there. So if we do put up a sign, we were able to maybe tie into electrical to get a box put in there. The other thing was the land over by the police department for the sign. We turned that over to ODOT when they widened over there, and it was supposed to go back to the county. We sent a thing to the county asking, they then sent it to ODOT, and it was stalled. We didn't know what happened. So I asked him to look into that for us and possibly getting it back to us so we can put a sign up. And then the third thing was, we had talked about maybe seeing, depending on what they're going to do on Route 3, because they're supposed to repave Route 3 and do some work over there, if they would maybe look into adding a turning lane on Route 3, turning left onto Fenn Road.
Right.
So I finally got answers in regards to all three. I'll deal with the first one was the electrical. They're not going to do any digging where they could put an electrical line in over there, so we won't have any access to that. I'll skip over the one with the sign. The turning lane, they did a study, they're not gonna put a turning lane in at this time, because they're not widening the road, they're just gonna repave it and do that. It's still on my radar to verify. He said we weren't the only ones to ask. I guess property owners over there had mentioned, they had saw him out surveying and stuff, and they kind of put comments in regards to adding a turning lane over there. I said we really would like one, because it does alleviate some traffic then if we can get one. But because they're not widening the road, they won't be putting one in at this time. The third thing was the sign going round and about. He said yes, they would turn it back over to us. It was at the director's office when he talked to them. Then he contacted me the next day and says he had a mistake. They're not going to turn it back over, because there's still some pieces that they might need for underground utility work or whatever. And our message we just got today, the email we just got today from Andy Conrad, stated that they're willing to work with us to get permits to allow us to put a sign up over there. And that's what he had mentioned too. So I asked him, who do we contact over there to get the permits, or how do we go about getting them? But it sounds like Andy kind of has more of a, as to what he needs to do. So we'll get with Denny to have him kind of follow up with Andy to give
he's
exactly.
He's already on it next week, he's gonna do
to
it.
To actually give what they need to be able to get, at least put a sign up for the police department over there.
Yeah,
so
long in the tooth. Yeah.
Next meeting, I'd like to at least look into approving the land over there at the request, and which is a little strip in the corner there for the new traffic lights that they're putting up on 3 and Fenn. The next thing was, yesterday I met with Denny and the county engineers and the representatives from Cargill Paving in regards to Hood Road. Couple things in regards to that. It looks like tentatively August 17th is going to be the date that they're looking to close Hood Road, in that section where they were going to be redoing the road to add the pavers and all the guardrails and all that. So it looks like, I think Denny said from Baghdad to Cook it would be closed, except for just the local traffic that lives down that street. But it's tentative right now. Denny will put up a thing and let Nick Miller put it on our website.
Does he need a motion? He typically asks.
He didn't ask for one, but
we usually
do. I'll ask him. We could probably do it next. We'll do it today before we leave. So just to let everyone know, Hood Road is going forward. Good contacts with Carvo and that in regards to what's going to be done over there. Gene was out over there too yesterday. With some of her questions she had in regards to her property. Everything's been taken care of. It sounds like we should be good to get that work finally done over on Hood Road. And then once it's all said and done, that road will be completely repaved and everything. Just let everyone know too, Nichols Road sounds like it's gonna be the thoroughfare for a lot of the trucks coming into Hood. Mostly it'll be the stuff that's full, trucks going out. Just because Baghdad has been repaved by us a couple years ago, and Denny would like to see it stayed that way if they could. So they've agreed to most of the traffic is going off of Nichols. The second thing they brought up was the jersey walls that we had purchased last year. We had Nick pull the contract as to what we paid. Cargill asked what we were going to do with those. They asked if they can maybe buy them back from us, or how it works. I have to call the prosecutor tomorrow to find out. Denny had a couple questions. He believes that we can only do auction, a trade, or disposal of the items. We can't literally sell them. He believes it has to be an auction. So I'm gonna follow up with Mike Lyons or somebody at the prosecutor's office tomorrow just to get an exact answer. To see what, but they'd be willing to kind of work with us in regards to what we want to do. If we're willing to do a trade, that they said they could probably work something out, fair amount of money, you know, for both parties. So basically, we pulled the thing. We paid $9,500 a year ago for the 400 linear feet. Cargill, I believe, in their bid is charging $4,300 for the removal of them, and then we're gonna take them and drop them off at Denny's building. Until he was able to auction them off or something like that, because we don't have any use for them. Denny said he has no use for the big concrete barriers.
So they were going to charge us $4,300 to pick them up and bring them over to our
Pick them up and drop them. Yeah,
we can't do that ourselves.
it's too much, they have to get about, put up on a truck. I mean, the only thing would be Denny would have to do each single one with a tow motor or however.
I didn't know if we had a truck.
I mean, they're big, huge, you know, the big, huge cement, concrete walls. You know, like I said, there's 400 linear feet of it, so that was all part of the bid. So, once I get with the prosecutor's office, I'll let Denny know as to what we can kind of do or whatever, and work through that.
Well, if you can do trade, maybe they can just deduct.
Well, that's what we're thinking, maybe they take the 4,300 off of that, and they just pick them up, take them wherever they're going, because they said they have another contract that they'd like to maybe, if they could, get them to use them for there. Last thing was, we had talked about the fire department and different things or whatever. I reached out to Denny and asked him if he can get with the company we used to deal with for our trucks for maintenance, which was WW Williams, and asked him if he can give me a quote for what it would cost to send our trucks to WW Williams, just to get an inspection done on them, an outside third-party inspection as to how our vehicles are. Since the contract's basically coming up at the end of the year, I'd like to at least know where our trucks sit, and I think it's, you know, beneficial to the residents too to know exactly where our trucks are after, you know, they've been in the city's hands for the contract period. The quote came back at $3,795. So if you guys want a problem, I'll bring it up next trustee meeting, because I want to sit down with chief or contact chief to find out.
That's the quote from Williams?
From Williams.
And how many trucks was that?
It was for all our trucks. I don't have the thing, it was for the brush truck, the heavy rescue truck, and the three engines. So five trucks total.
Yeah, it's not bad for five.
So basically, one of them's there now, they're still working on it. But like I said, I just want to kind of see what you guys thought before I went ahead and put a PO for next meeting or whatever, and then I want to sit down with chief or talk to chief in regards to how we can make it work for him, that we have to send a vehicle for a day to have the inspection done. You guys okay with me kind of reach out to chief and talk to him and go from there? Okay. That's basically all I had.
Want me to make this motion, Mike?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
All right, I'd like to make a motion to allow Denny Miller to close Hood Road starting 8/17/2020 as needed during construction.
Second. Roll call.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Anything else from the board? Chuck, anything else?
Nope.
This time I'd like to make a motion to adjourn Medina Township trustee regular scheduled meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:43 PM. Thank you for-